This week, Beis Hashem, we read Parshas Vayetze. So I'd like to talk about something which is not related to Parshas Vayetze, but related to Minyan B'Yoma, the fact that we just started this evening to say the same Talmud Bracha in this Manasseh in place of the same Bracha. Okay, well, directly, unless you're an actor, so we started this evening, the evening of December 5th. I don't want to go into giving Shurim in the past exactly how you get the calculation. I'll say very briefly now. I want to talk about a different issue. But just to connect to Parshas Vayetze, so we know the beginning of the Sedra that Yaakov Avinu runs away from Eretz Yisrael. It's the first time he's left Eretz Yisrael. At the end of last week's Sedra, we find, of course, that Esau wants to kill him, so he runs away from Eretz Yisrael. And he has his unusual dream with the Malachim going up and down, etc., etc. And so the Pesukim indicates somehow that he was frightened. He was confused. He was frightened. The Malach Elokim, Rashi says, the Malachim of Chutz Laaretz are coming, leaving him, going up the ladder. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael will accompany Eretz Yisrael going up the ladder. The Malachim of Chutz Laaretz are coming down. That's the Malachim or Olam the Yordim Bo. Apparently, there were different malachim in Eretz Yisrael that accompany as opposed to the malachim in Chutz Laaretz. At the end of the Sedra, also, by the way, it comes back after 20-plus years outside of Eretz Yisrael, when Yaakov Avinu returns. It also says, Vayizkovo malach Elokim meets malachim. Rashi says again at the end of the Sedra that the malachim of now Chutz Laaretz are leaving him because he's going back into Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. I once heard actually the name of my great-grandfather was a rabbi in Atlantic City, New Jersey, many years ago, long before there was gambling. And I subsequently saw something in the Sassanis like that, and others say also that just like in the realm of, you know, the question on Friday night, many of us sing Shalom Aleichem, and we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. What do you mean Tzeischem L'Shalom? I just got here. We say goodbye already. Make more sense to say Tzeischem L'Shalom Havdalah. You know, so we say Tzeischem L'Shalom too. So they suggest just like in the realm of Kedushas Makom, there are different malachim, right? The Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified. There are different malachim in Eretz Yisrael than the Chutz Laaretz. So Yaakov Avinu was saying goodbye at the beginning of the Sedra. The malachim and Chutz Laaretz were leaving. They were going up the ladder. So too, on Friday, different malachim during the week as we have during on Shabbos. So on Friday night, we say Shalom Aleichem. We're welcoming in the Shabbos malachim, saying Tzeis Shalom to the weekday malachim. We'll see you again after Shabbos. Okay, anyway. But Rav Soloveitchik once explained what was Yaakov so frightened about. It says, "Vayira, Vayomar, Achein Yesh Elokim b'Mokom Zeman Ochli Yotati." Right, Hashem is here. I wasn't aware of it. What wasn't he aware of? What didn't he know? So the Rav explained. So I heard from him myself. Actually, he said that, you know, Yaakov Avinu, let's understand, was now going back to the very place, Padan Aram, which Avram Avinu, his grandfather, was told to leave. Right? And Avram was told, Lech lecha me'aretz, leave your land. Your future is not going to be here. Your future is going to be Eretz Asharecha, in a different land, in Eretz Yisrael. Then your future is not here. And so Avram left that land. And Yitzhak, as we know, never left Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak was in Eretz Yisrael his entire life. So here Yaakov was, you know, Yaakov wasn't a kid. He was, according to Chazal's reckoning, also in Rashi, 63 years old at this time when he took the brachas from Esau. So he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He realized, wait a minute, did I just mess everything up? Because of the circumstance, I have to run away. His life's in danger. He has to flee. But still, he's going back to the very place that Avram was told to get out of. And his father never left. And all of a sudden, he has to leave. He wondered, said the Rav, did he just foul up destiny, Jewish destiny, the destiny of his people, by having to leave Eretz Yisrael? Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu going to still be with him in Chutz Laaretz? He wasn't sure it was going to be the same kind of relationship because he's now, again, circumstances such, not a matter of his fault, it wasn't his fault, but he had to leave the land which his father, his grandfather was told to go to, the land which his father never left, now suddenly has to go. That was the anxiety, so to speak, the inside, the anxiety of Yaakov Avinu. And then when he sees the Malachim are accompanying him, and Achein Yesh Hashem, welcome, and then, no, there'll be Hashem in this place too. And the truth is, as we know, myself is still on the bunin. We have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us in Golos also. In fact, most of Jewish history, majority of Jewish history, the majority of Jews lived in Chutz Laaretz. You just do the studies over the years, how many centuries and so on, and where people were. Now, Baruch Hashem, we've returned to Eretz Yisrael. I think they said within the next 10 years or so, the majority of the world's Jewish population will be in Eretz Yisrael for the first time in millennia. You know, right now it's not quite. There's still more Jews in Chutz Laaretz, but apparently it's very close. According to the demographic projections, so very soon that Rov Yisrael are there, that Rov of the Jews are going to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's in modern times, but in, you know, for most of the Jewish history, it wasn't like that. But nevertheless, we're still obligated to follow the mitzvahs and that relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yaakov Avinu sort of set the tone for that, if you will. In any event, what I wanted to focus on was we have in our davening a very pronounced difference between the behavior of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael and the behavior of the Jews in Chutz La'aretz with regards to the bracha, the ninth bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Most of the time, the mitzvahs are the same in Eretz Yisrael. Because there are some mitzvahs that apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the agricultural mitzvahs, Trumas, the Maisa, Shvita, that applies only in Eretz Yisrael. But in terms of certainly the day-to-day mitzvahs, they apply the same. We have to put on tzol, we have to put on tzol, we have to even Yontif. So we have an extra day of Yontif. The technical reason is that they're Rabbanan, but basically, you know, we have to hear shofar, they have to hear shofar, and basically the mitzvahs are the same. With the exception of, and the davening is the same, for the most part, with the exception of this fourth bracha, this ninth bracha, this one, that's right, trails are different, good. Okay. There are different minhagim about certain things, but by and large, the mitzvahs are the same. Again, but in this bracha, there's a marked difference. The ninth bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei, is the bracha of her parnasa birkas hashonim. And the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, on the Yud Amud Aleph, that, the Gemara works out that at a certain time of year, we are supposed to request rain in this bracha. And we say among the Ashkenazim, we say the same talu mota livracha. Right? Grant you and mota is rain. We ask for rain. That's only a certain time of year. It's only half the year. The other half of the year, we don't say the same talamata because we don't need rain there. We say the same bracha. So we make this slight adjustment, and that adjustment was made this evening, the evening of December the 5th this year. And so right at Maariv, we started to say the same talamata le bracha in Chutz La'aretz. The reason, it's interesting, the old joke is that the person who's a yekka tells his wife, you know, he's going to be late from shul tonight because we start saying the same talamata le bracha. I told it over the joke once over, and someone said, not a joke. But the truth of the matter is, among the Sfardim, it's not a joke at all, because in the Sfardim, actually, the text is very different. They don't just add the same talamata. They have a whole different paragraph. Take a look in the Sfardim. I'm not talking about Nusach Sfardim. I'm talking about the Eidot HaMizrach. You look, they have a bracha, barchen. It's a very, very, it's a longer and different bracha. It's not just changing a couple of words. But in any event, we make that change. We're saying, why do we make that change now? So the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, on Dar Yudah Barala, you begin this change, you make this change, the mission, it's a mission, Yudah Barala from Titus, the Gimel B'mar Cheshvan Shoah Esag Shaman. You start making this change on the third of Cheshvan. That's what the mission says, the third of the month of Cheshvan, that's when you change over and you ask for rain, whatever the text is, by us saying Talamata, Rav Gamliel Omer B'Shivabo. And Rav Gamliel says, no, it's the seventh of Cheshvan. Okay, and there's actually a third sheet in the Tosefta to the 17th of Cheshvan. Okay, but that's what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel actually gives a reason why. He said, why the 7th of Cheshvan? So he says, because, he gives a reason why, Kedei sheyagia achron shebisrael l'nahar paras, that, you know, all the Jews came to Yerushalayim for Pesach, to be Olah L'Regel, the mitzvah Olah L'Regel, and then they have to travel home. Okay, and the same thing with Sukkot. So on Sukkot, they're traveling home, they're going into the rainy season, they're going into the wintertime. So the assumption is as soon as we start davening for rain, our Kadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will answer our tefillos and it will start to rain. We have all these people schlepping home. So if you lived right near Yerushalayim, good, you got home in a day without modern modes of transportation. You live near Yerushalayim, got home in a day. If you live far away, so basically we're going to all daven, these people in their family are going to get soaking wet on the way home. So the Rabbi Gamliel says, but by 14 days later, two weeks later, by the 7th of Cheshvan, even the furthest people were home already. Okay, that's why. So then Rishonim discussed, they were discussing, what about now there's nobody to make the joke. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah says. Okay, we don't know all the details now. That's what the Mishnah says in time and stuff, Yud Amud Aleph. Okay, and, so the... Rashi fills the blanks. Good. That's the sugya over here. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara later on that same Mishnah that Tav Yudah Aleph says, "Amr Beloza Halacha Karmel Gamliel." The Halacha is like Karmel Gamliel. You start on the 7th of Cheshvan, and in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, that's exactly what they do. They've been saying Talamot and Shmasi since a month ago. I think it was what today, the 7th of Kislev. So, a month ago, in Eretz Yisrael, they've been saying since Zayin Cheshvan, like Halacha Karmel Gamliel, the Halacha Father Gamliel. And they started saying at Maariv in the 7th of Cheshvan, they've been saying, the whole question was, you travel there and come back and get off the time. But that's the fact. They've been saying it already, it's only been a month, because actually, I'm told everything was late this year, but sometimes they've been saying it for close to 2 months before we say it, not quite, but close to 2 months. They've been saying it. So why are we different here in America? So the Gemara goes on, Tanya, Brisa says, Hananya Omer Uvagola Ad Shishim B'Tekufa. Because in exile, in Golos, I mean in Bavel, they did not ask for rain on the seventh of Cheshvan. That machlokes in the Mishnah, and concerning which Rabbi Lazar says, Allah has hakamon wheel, seventh of Cheshvan, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Gola, chutzaretz, okay, it's 60 days, the usual expression, 60 days from the Tekufa. Okay, 60 days from the Tekufa. What does that mean? Tekufa is a season. So there are four seasons, okay? You know, winter, spring, summer, fall. Or in the language of the Chazal, they give each Tekufa as a name based on the month in which that season begins. So we have the fall season is called Tekufas Tishrei. The winter season is called Tekufas Teves. The spring season is called Tekufas Nisan. And the summer season is called Tekufas Tammuz. Those are the four seasons, okay? Now, the season each season begins, we know in the English calendar, the secular calendar, or more correctly, the solar calendar, right, the Tekufa of Tishrei, or the fall, begins with the fall equinox at the end of September, right? The equinox. Equinox is the day when there's the same amount of daylight hours as darkness hours, right? The so-called perfect day. It's the sunrise and sunset at the same time. When you study brachas, you learn about Zman Kriya Shema, Zman Tefillah, right? To have 4 hours and 3 hours and so on and so forth, oh, on a perfect day, it never happens. But when you have that, the Shol's Manius, right? But Shol's Manius is 60 minutes. Exactly. Everything's exactly. That happens, it's called the autumnal, the fall equinox, which is the beginning of fall, and also happens in the spring, at the end of March, the vernal equinox. Then the other two seasons start at the opposite poles, right? The so-called winter solstice, which is December 21st, and the so-called summer winter solstice is the shortest amount of daylight hours, okay, and the largest amount of darkness hours, and the summer solstice in the end of June is the opposite, right? It's the longest daylight hours and the shortest darkness hours. So that's how the cycle works. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says that outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Babel, they would not begin saying Talamotar until 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei. That Tekufa, the fall season begins. That's when you start saying it. Why? The Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi says why. Because very simple, it's a practical matter. Because that's when they needed the rain. In Eretz Yisrael, they needed the rain earlier. So they determined that a couple of weeks after Sukkot, that's when they need rain. Babel is a different climate zone, or a temperate zone, whatever it's called, a different climate. So they didn't need the rain over there. They needed the rain a little bit later. So therefore, this bracha is recited at a time when you need the rain. So in Babel, they need the rain differently. When? It was a function of the solar season, 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei. That's enough. Yeah, okay, but here's something we need as our need, so therefore it was instituted that way. It's a good question, but that's what it was. So it's an narrative. So the goal is 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei. What is that? So that explains why. It's very unusual when you think about it, December 4th, December 5th. Since when does our halacha determine something based upon the calendar, the civil calendar? So it's not really a matter of the civil calendar, it's the solar calendar, but still, all our Yom Tovim, all our practices are, you know, Pesach, the 15th of Nisan, and Shavuos, the 6th of Sivan. You know, it has to do with the so-called Jewish calendar. Here we have something depending on the solar calendar, but that's why, because the Gemara says it's 60 days in the Tekufa, right, the seasons, that's a function of the sun. That's a solar matter, a relationship between the earth and the sun. Right, so the solar is in the solar calendar, the Tekufas Tishrei begins at the end of September. So you begin when the fall starts, the first day of fall of autumn, the autumnal equinox. And so 60 days later is when you begin saying the Talmud. When is that? When exactly is that? So the Gemara doesn't give you a date. But you look in the tour, can I bring it? Yeah. You look in the tour, in our Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. That's our. That's the siman that talks about this bracha, the Shmona Esrei, Baruch Aleinu. So the tour writes, we'll find it. It's a source quickly with Zion. Here it is. He quotes the Gemara and the Machlokes. The Gemara, and Amar Velez Halacha Benuil. The Tanya Chananya Omer Vagola Perish Bebovel Ein Sholim Ad Shishim Yom Achatufa VaAnan Vosar Bnei Bovel Gririnan. Okay. In other words, we the Torah live in Europe. He doesn't live in Bovel anymore. But he says we have always followed the Jews in Chutzarts. Always followed the minhag of Bnei Bovel. You know, it's a little unusual, because after all, it shouldn't determine matter when we need rain, right? But nevertheless, we follow B'nai Bovel. It's a little difficult to understand why this should be. Okay, I mean, that's not our topic right now, but the Rosh has a famous tshuva where he writes, he doesn't understand why we should follow. We live in the, you know, the Rosh lives in the, first of all, he lives in Spain eventually, and he said, what are we following? This is the Rosh, is the Tshuva, in his Tshuva, it's a Rosh, Chelek, Deklal, Dalet, Simon Yud. It was one particular year where, you know, we stopped saying the same time about the Pesach time. And he said, in our country, we need rain after Pesach. And he wanted to institute that we should continue to say the same Talmud after Pesach. And he wrote it too. He wrote the Tshuva Chalamoid. He didn't usually write a Chalamoid, but he wrote it. It was very important. So what do you mean? We know, what's the difference when that didn't bubble? We're not in Bavel. When do we say we follow the Bnei Bavel? Okay, in halachic matter, we follow the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Machokas, so we follow Bavel. But this is a Metzius matter. It's a matter when we need the rain. Imagine Rabbi Dad today got up and said, we're going to continue to say the same Talamata. Well, that's the same reaction that Rosh got. And it's despite the fact that he was the Rosh, was not accepted. So that's what we do in the Torah. His own son writes, Anan, Bosa, Bnei Bovo, Gurinan. And we follow Bnei Bovo. Okay, very nice. So when exactly is that? When exactly is that on the calendar? So it's interesting. Comes to Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef writes, the Kotar of David Avudron, Yom Samach Yavo, Bechof Bey is in November. So it says in the Torah, you have a solar calendar date written in the Torah. In the Beis Yosef, 22nd of November. That's 60 days after the end of September 22nd, you know, the fall equinox, 6 days later. It's Chof Bey in November. Correct? That's when you begin saying the same Talamata. So it's interesting, not in this Torah, in the Torah, my Torah at home, okay, the old version of the Torah, somebody put that in parentheses, and it says Gimel December. Because the printer must have said, well, that's not right. We don't do it on the November 22nd. It must be a printing mistake. It's December 3rd. We have December 4th. Okay, but he says, that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Chof Bey's in November. Provided, in Haya Osa February, Chof Ches Yom. If the following February will be 28 days, which is most of the time, 3 times out of 4. Aval, im haya February, mechav tes yom, if the following February will be 29 days, which is the case this year, because 2020 is a leap year, so 29th, there will be a 29th of February this coming year. So then, tia ha-shele b'chav gimel b'November. It was started on the 23rd of November. Of Jewish calendar, the solar calendar. So the upcoming February will be 29. 2020, will be, the year 2020 will be a free signal. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because it's a solar matter. So says the Beis Yosef, we're in December now, right? So when the following, his time, the end of November, when the following December is going to be a 29-day month, following February, I mean, it will be a 29-day month, so then you begin a day later. Okay, and that relates to us. That's why tonight's December 5th. Usually, 3 times out of 4, we begin Talamata with Meir on December 4th. But this time we begin on December 5th because this, the following February, namely this year 2020, will be a 29-day February, will be a leap year. Okay, now, why is that? Why is that? He explains because the Kitufas Tishrei Om Shiva Yom Kodem October. I'll give it a background basically. The Gemara says in Ervin Adaf Nun Vav, I'm not going to go into all the details now, but the Gemara Ervin Adaf Nun Vav says that the Tekufas Tish, the four Tekufas, right? Now let's remember, the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours, right? That's the solar year, 365 and a quarter. That's why every 4 years is a leap year, because 4 quarters makes a whole extra day. Yeah. So everything the following year is 6 hours later. It's actually one day. In other words, it's going to be 6 hours later. Each season, the Gemara says, is 91, Shmuel says, Shmuel fixed the calendar, Shmuel from Rabban Shmuel, 91 days and 15 and a half hours. If you do the math, the times of multiply by 4 comes out to 365 and a quarter, 365 days and 6 hours. Okay, anyway, so the Tekufas Tishrei, says the Gemara, is always at 3 a.m. is the official beginning of, you know, you can even listen on the radio now, I'll tell you. Spring and summer begins exactly whatever time it'll be, you know. So the Chazal said it like this, it's fixed. 3 a.m., 9 a.m., the following year will be 9 a.m. because everything is 6 hours. Following year, 3 p.m., following year, 9 p.m. Now, the following year would be 3 a.m. the next day, but since it's a February 29th, it bumps it back, because it's an extra day now for the season, so it bumps it back to 3 a.m. the same day. Then again, 9 a.m., 3 a.m., 9 p.m., then it bumps it back. Now, when it's 9 p.m., that means it's after Shkia, right? So therefore, the Tekufas Tishrei this past year, since it's upcoming to a February 29th, right, the leap year, this past Tekufas Tishrei was after dark. Okay, so it was already the next day on the halachic calendar. So therefore, even on the secular calendar, you know, like just lahavdil, But even the Goyim refer to December 24th at night as Christmas Eve. It's not right. They don't change until midnight. But it's already right. So December 4th Eve, that's when we begin saying it. But once it's already after Sukkot, it becomes December 5th in the evening. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, this year, with such a year, it's pushed off a day. But still, we haven't gotten. But the tour, the Beis Yosef writes, the Beis Yosef writes February 28th and February. I'm sorry. He writes November 22nd, November 23rd. So we understand why once every 4 years it's put off by a day. And again, three times out of four, it's December 4th. But this year, the upcoming leap year, has nothing to do with the Jewish leap year. I remember last year, the boys reminded me today, so the boys had to tear reminded me. Last year, I made an announcement. And they said, remember tonight we begin to sing the same Talamata. So it was December 4th. So the boys go, what do you mean it's a leap year? Because last year was our Jewish leap year. Tavshin Ayin Tes was a Jewish leap year. The leap year, nothing to do with the Adar Sheni leap year. Nothing to do with the Jewish leap year. Nothing at all. Okay? If in that upcoming year is going to be a solar leap year, okay, a solar calendar, because again, we do take into account the solar calendar in our halachic system. Even though it's primarily a lunar calendar, we do take, for example, the Muslims don't. The Muslims have a purely lunar calendar. Okay, that's why their holidays can land all over the solar year. We take into account the solar year because of Pesach always has to be in the spring, etc. But in any event, so we don't dismiss the solar calendars. Most of the months are the lunar months, but we do take into account solar year. That's the first Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Aleph HaLechol. But anyway, getting back to this, so we understand why. I mean, this year, this is one out of 4 years, we seem to be saying Maariv on December 5th instead of December 4th because the 60-day clock started ticking already after Shkia, so it was already the next day. Okay, good. How do we get from... So that's because, without all the details now, it was a Christian matter. In the year 1582, the Pope chopped 10 days out of the calendar for reasons to do with Easter. Okay? Not our problem right now. Okay, I've given Sherman this in the past. I just spoke about this actually the other day at the Base Medrash in TX. But if you want to hear it, I'm sure they recorded it. But I don't know why you thought. I think I have other Sherman on this. But he chopped 10 days out of the calendar. For the reasons that had to do with when he wanted Easter to land up. So that means, but we didn't. Our calendar didn't. Shmuel didn't. The calendar in use now in the Gaon Shmuel is called the Gregorian calendar. Right, from him, from Gregory, 1582. So he pushed off everything 10 days. So now what was once November 22nd got pushed off 10 days. Because we didn't make that change. I think it's 10 days later now. So now you're into December. You're still not at December 4th.
Right.
Okay, only at December 1st. But the reason the Pope... Not only took out 10 days, okay, that's what I said as a joke, and that year, they made an announcement that Thursday, October 4th, is the next day is going to be Friday, October 15th. So the joke is, I don't know what you did if you had an appointment on the 11th. but on the other hand, if you get paid the 1st and 15th, you lucked out, right? But anyway, so that's what he did. But he realized that the problem that caused him to do this, not our issue tonight, was going to only surface again, because the calendar kept, so therefore he did something else. He took out 3 days every 400 years. He took out in advance. He took out 3 days every 4 years. The reason why is because the calendar, it's not fully accurate to say that the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. It's a little shorter. It's 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes and 46 seconds if you're keeping track. It's an 11-minute difference, a little more 11 minutes. Well, we don't care, 11 minutes, big deal. But after a while, the 11 minutes add up, and after 128 years, they add up to 1 day. So everything moved back a day. So that's what he had to fix up with Easter. For whatever reason, the Arabon never fixed the calendar, never changed it. Shmuel never changed it, and people succeeded Shmuel never changed it. But the Pope changed it. So therefore, it was pushed off. Everything was pushed off 10 days. Plus, he announced that every 400 years, he's going to chop 3 days out of the calendar. How do you do that? In a year that ends 00, so-called century year, turn of the century year, should be a leap year. So this is by four, right? Should be February 29th. Three times out of four century years, he said there's no leap year. If you look back at a calendar of 1900, there was no February 29th. Same with 1800, same with 2000, there was. But 2100, go Google, 2100, there won't be. 2200, there won't be. 2300, there won't be. So by that, he kept his calendar. But again, we don't make that adjustment either. So every 100 years, Talamata Day moves up a day. I've seen in my own eyes. You look at a Siddur printed before 1900, it doesn't say December 4th and 5th. It says December 3rd and 4th. Now, you look, and I've not seen this, but if you look at a Siddur before 1800, it'll say December 2nd and 3rd. Okay? It didn't change in 2000. But in 2100, Art Scroll and everyone's going to have to reprint their Siddur. because the instruction will not be correct. Because after the turn of the century, 2100, it's going to be December 5th all the time, and December 6th one every 4 years. And at 2200, everyone should live and be well, but in 2200, it'll be the 6th and the 7th. 23, huh?
Well,
that's what it'll have to be, right. Luckily or not luckily, I'm not sure. In the year 2000, nothing changed. Because 2000 was the one out of 400 that he left alone. Okay, but 2400 also leave alone, etc. Anyway, that's how we get to December 5th. Yeah, theoretically it could.
So we're going to be saying...
So Mishnah Berurah, another post can say, so we're going to come a point where we start in Talmud, and say for 2 days we'll stop on Pesach. So Mishnah Berurah said, by that time the Mashiach will come, we'll have a Sanhedrin, they'll work everything out. It won't be our problem. Which is interesting because the Pope said the same thing in different words. But he said that Gregory said, because even his calculation was not exactly right, because it's 128 days, and he did it three times in 400 years, that it doesn't add to 400, it's 384. So he said, by that time, it's thousands of years, the redemption will come. Okay. In other words, there'll be someone else's problem by then. Right? But anyway, that's how we get to the cemetery. Mela, that's a brief overview of a lengthy topic. But in any event, that's the din. Okay, and so if you look in the Shulchan so now his calendar made it the same. But if you look at, so what we call the Tekumenes Tishrei is not the full equinox. It's not. What we call Tekumenes Tishrei, it's off. It is off. There's no question about it. You look in the Ezra's Tarluch, if I'm not mistaken, October 7th is Tekumenes Tishrei. Okay? It isn't. It's really because the way the Pope... We didn't fix it. What am I going to tell you? We didn't fix it. But this equinox is the 20th, I think the 21st or 22nd of September, because he fixed the calendar that it works. We, nevertheless, that's not what we call it, Tekumenes Tishrei. What we call it, that doesn't have ramifications, Talamotim. This also has ramifications by the Birkas HaChama, because it's also a solar function. Okay, but that doesn't come up, it only comes up once in 28 years. So, but you look in it, I think the regular Ezra Torah Luach, I don't know if they have posted it somewhere, but it'll say Tekumenes Tishrei October 7th, or October 5th, whatever, I forgot exactly. Even if it's not really accurate, but that's what it is, because that adjustment was not made. I mean, we didn't adjust it, okay? And plus, the whole thing is a little bit schwer, because as I said before, what's it got to do? We have different seasons, the rainy season and so on and so forth. But the Rush tried to change. The Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch HaYom Simchat Kuf Yud Daled has a Lashon. The Rush couldn't change it. I can't change it either. And he says it's Ke'ilu Yotza Baskol. It's as if there was a heavenly announcement. This is when you do it, and that's it. Don't bother me. So that's what we do. But anyway, what I want to mention is as follows. The Mishnah Brachos, Lamed Gimel Aleph, says that Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim, okay, well, before I get to that, so that's the din. That's when we begin saying. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, okay, that this is what we accept the halacha, even though it's inaccurate and we have a funny date, but all right, it is what it is. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, Birchas Hashem and Tzorach Lomim, Nos Hagshomim is saying Talamotar, Umaschim and Lishol Motar, Bechutzar, Tzbitilas Arvis, Shoyom Samech Achar Tkufas Tishrei. That was tonight, December 5th. And who are it? Eretz Yisrael, Maschim Lishol B'Lomar, Zayin Macheshon. And Risholim, Ad Tzilus Minichus, So Erev Yom Tavishon Shom Pesach. And you continue saying it through the Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We change after Pesach. Shom Eilach, Poskim Lishol. And that's what we do. That's the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Shom Kuv Yivayin, Sif Aleph. Later on, in Sif Dalet, it says, Im Lo Shom Matar Mosak Shom, what if you forgot to say Saint Talamotar? In the rainy season, guess what? Marzirin also. You have to repeat the Shema Esrei. This is an addition, which the absence of which disqualifies the Shema Esrei. Okay? Even if you said Tal, you just forgot to say Motor. Okay? Then you have to go back. Now, the Mishabur and others work out, but the next halacha is, hey, Im lo shom Motor v'nisko korum shomei atfila, if you caught yourself before shomei atfila, then you can insert it there. Right? Then ain marzirin so b'shol b'shomei atfila. Okay? And what if you forgot after Shema Tfilah, you're still in the Shema Esrei, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Okay? But if you already didn't, you took your three steps back, and so on and so forth, Yisud also. So then you have to go back and repeat the Shema Esrei. Okay? That's what all this in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin of Baruch Haim. The question is, what if you're not sure? I don't remember now. Did I say that? I know I was supposed to say the same Talamata. So many people have little stickers they put in the synagogue. They find ways to remember. But sometimes it'll come up, a week and a half from now. You'll be now, but everyone's thinking about it, so we'll say the same Talamata. But in a week and a half, now you're davening, and you're in a rush, you're davening about Peh, and now you realize, I don't remember if I said the same Talamata or not. Okay, and again, the Nafkaminas, it invalidates this one essay. So it doesn't say here in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere what the story of that is. But it does say something similar regarding Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem. Now, Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem that we start saying on Shemini Atzeres, that's not a request for rain, because it's in the first three brachos of Shemini Atzeres. That's a praise. It's Divrei Shevach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has the might, the capacity, Gurus Kesham has the power to produce rain, right? So when we say Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem, that's just among the list of things we say about Hashem. Ata Gibor Hashem, Mechayim Eisim Ata Hashem, Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem, Mechal Kachayim Mechad. That's how many people say Geshem. Rav Goshem, it's not a period. It's put the list. Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem, Mechal Kachayim Mechad, Mechayim Eisim, all these things. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu has the might or the power to do all of this. That's the Mishnah in Brachos Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says in Tainis, on the Gimel Amud Beis, what if a person forgot... Yeah, in the second time. What's that? So it's a suffix, yeah. So, well, the thing is, so that's the question. Well, let's see. So the Gemara says that on well, let's see. Okay? So the Gemara says on Gimel Beis and Tanis, Amo Chanina, Hilchach Mimos HaChama, Amo Mashavuch, Ema Mechizom, Mara Geshem, Achzim, and so. If you have Mashavuch and Geshem mistake in the summertime, that also invalidates on it. So if you don't want the rain then, and Eretz Yisrael doesn't rain at all in the summertime. Right? If you've got Eretz Yisrael in the summer, you have to bring a raincoat. Okay? But anyway, Mimos HaChamim, Lo Amo Mashavuch, Ema Achzim, and so. Amo Mara Geshem, Achzim, and so. Okay? If you have to say, you go back. Okay? Now, Tosus there in Tainus, Gimel and Beis, Dimas will be Mos HaChamim, quotes from Yushalmi, and it says as follows. Yushalmi says, Im Sofek, Im Hisker, Im Lav. Okay? And you know, Zach, you don't remember what you did. Okay? So he says, Be Mos HaGshamim, in the wintertime now, Kol Lamed Yom, Chazoka Mashu Lomud Hu Omer. The assumption is, for 30 days, the assumption is that you probably, most likely did, what you've been doing habitually for the last half a year, since Pesach. Meaning, you didn't say Mashu HaGeshem. Okay, exactly. There's a chazoka, there's a reasonable assumption that most probably you did what you've been accustomed to doing. Supposed to make a change now. Okay, so Mashu Ruach Mor Negeshem, you make that change. So within, a first month after Sukkot, after Shemini Atzeres, we said to Mashu Geshem, the assumption is, if you're not sure, the assumption is you probably forgot it. Right? That's what says in Yerushalmi, up to 30 days. And then he discusses other things. Right? That's what we need to see from that tonight, Yerushalmi. Okay. Oh, very good. So comes along the Ramam Rutenberg with an ingenious Einfall. 30 days. That's Yerushalmi says. Tosus, kind of going base, quotes this Yerushalmi, 30 days. Well, 30 days, we daven three times a day. So apparently, if you've, and now 90 times, if 90 times you've said it, already, so now we can assume that's already habitual the other way, right? If you've been accustomed for a month to saying Mashu Ruach Geshem, suddenly, last night, didn't I say, Miss Tommy, you said we've been saying it for the last couple of months already, right? So Miss Tommy, you've been saying it, yeah? So comes along the Maram Rutenberg with an Einfall, quoted by his Talmud, the Tashbetz of Shimshon Reb Tzadok, who was a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. But there's another Tashbetz, a Sfaradi Tashbetz of Shimon Ben Sema, somebody else. But this is of Shimshon Reb Tzadok. Okay, and he printed a little sefer called Sefer Tashbetz, a Tashbetz cotton. Kol Chamesh Meos Etishim in Hagim Psachim Medina Shel Rabba Agar Moritz Maram Rutenberg. He collected some of his Rebbe Maram Rutenberg's practices. Okay, so in Os Reish Chof Hei, you're right. The Sofek im Omar Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem Amina B'Toch Lamed Yom Chozel Rosh Devadei Lo Omar. Within 30 days, you got to go back because Mistami, you didn't say it. Chol Shein Arugibol. You haven't been accustomed to saying it. Aval Achad Lamed Yom Ena Chozel Shekvar Arugibol. Aval Shachol Mistami didn't forget. Aval Ramzar Meir Marutenberg Hay Arugil Omar B'Shmini Atzeres Tzadi Pamim. On Shmini Atzeres, he said 90 times that phrase. Okay. Ata Gibor Elohim Hashem Hashem Mashi Ruach Mor Negeshem 90 times Keneged Lamed Yom Shatzach Omer B'chol Gimel Pamim V'Achshav Im Mesupuk Im Omer Mashi Ruach Eino Chozos V'Shmevade Omro. He already was accustomed after one day because he said it 90 times, the same 90 that the Yishalmi talked about, 30 days and three tefillahs. Okay, so they did the 90 things himself. Okay, that was the Ein Fall of Ramur. In some places in Mashal we also do it. Some yeshivas they were one of the hakafas. On Simchas Torah, the day after Tzvos Geshem, we do a mashu, we sing Nigan, they say 90 times, B'chaim Eishim Atav Hashir Mashu Mor Negeshem, B'chaim Eishim Atav, and the kids keep counting, and the cute thing. Okay. According to Maram Rutenberg, that works. I mean, I don't know if you're singing, you know, but okay, that's the meaning. And so every now and then, some yeshivas do that. Okay, let's do it here, I guess, huh? And why should we do it? So we say 90 times and say, keep track. Okay, so one of our hakafas, you know, but towards the end, everyone's tired anyway, so we kind of shuffle around slowly when we say that 90 times. That's the Einfeld, ingenious suggestion of Aram Rutberg. Where did he get such an idea from? Okay, where did he get this idea from? So he got his idea from what is a very unlikely source that seems to have nothing to do with anything we're talking about. He quotes, this is his Tashbetz, he quotes from a Gemara in Baba Kama, and Afchav Gimel Beis. Let me read you the Mishnah. Okay, talking about goring oxes. Okay, talking about something non sequitur, right? And the Mishnah says the following. Eizet Tam Eizet, we know the first three times that an animal gores and attacks something and causes damage, the owner only has to pay half nezek. Why? Because I didn't know my animal was crazy. You know, after three times, we tell the owner, listen, you should have kept this animal leashed. You see already, he attacks. Okay, you should have kept him on a leash. You didn't, then you got to pay full amount. The first time, you pay chatzi nezek. I learned enough from Sukkim. Called the shore Tom the first three times. Afterwards, it's called the shore Muad. Means he's been warned. The Gemara says, Eizu Tam Eizu Muad. Muad means kol shehidu bo shlosha yomim. If 3 days in a row he attacked and someone was warned to stop, then that already tells the owner, you better keep this animal watched, okay? And Tom, Mishiach Zebo Shoshim, Diba Behuda. When I answer now, he comes Tom. Behuda says he becomes Muad 3 times, 3 days. Rameir Omer, Muad Shedebo Shoshim Pa'omim. Muad, no, even 3 times in the same day. Behuda seems to say it's got to be spread over 3 days, okay? And Rameir says, no, even if 1 day. The logic of Yehuda probably is, he's having a bad day. Okay, the cow woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know, so crazy. Doesn't mean it's now a wild animal. Just had a bad day. But it says, but 3 days in a row, said Yehuda, you can't make excuses. Okay, right? That's presumably the logic of Yehuda, right? So he says, and Gemara learns it out, how we learn out from Sukkim, because it says, Yimshor Nagachu Mitmol Shulshom, today, yesterday, the day before, okay, I learned that from Sukkim, side Machlokas, is on the third time, after the third time, also Machlokas. All right, then the Gemara says, the very bottom of Chav Gimel Beis in Baba Kama, my time, or Mayor, my time, what's the mayor's reason? The Tanya, Omer, Mayor, Rechek Megichos of Chayev, Kir Negichos of Lekoshakim, if spreading it out, if it happened over 3 days, that's good enough. Then certainly he said it happened the same day. Okay? It certainly happened the same day. I mean, this animal is a vicious animal. If you know, the animal just gored somebody on Sunday morning. Then he didn't gore anyone else from Monday noontime. And then he didn't gore someone else Tuesday late in the afternoon. It spread out over a long time. That's enough to make you a sure mood. Well, certainly if the animal went around the same day, and that's what Meir says. Okay, that's the machlokas in Baba Kama. So comes the Maram Rutenberg and says the following logic. You see, according to Meir, right? If spreading it, if doing something in a longer window of time establishes a pattern, and certainly in a shorter window of time. So says the Maram Rutenberg, same thing here. If you can say Mashiach HaMageshem 90 times over a month, and that already establishes a pattern, then you do it all in 1 day. You say it on Shmei Atzeres, you say it in Simchas Torah, in our covenant 90 times. That already establishes a pattern. Right? It establishes the pattern faster. So claims Maram Rutenberg, based on his Gemara. Right? That's a good riot. That's what it says over here in the same in the Tashbetz Shmei Shkafei.
Maybe, I mean, what? Yeah, go ahead. Our nature is to be...
Oh, okay, good. So he's very good. So let's see what we said. Maybe Rav will come for a case. We chayim nigos v'chayim, kirim nigos v'koshim, afkan. Im omro lamed yom gimel pom b'chol yom. He's already accustomed to it. So he made himself okay, then he also made himself accustomed to it. That's what he thinks. Okay, and that's the Maram Rutenberg. Therefore, from the super, he doesn't have to go back. And he writes, with the same Talamotar. The same trick works for us, with the same Talamotar. Sorach Lomar, Tzadi Pamuk, say it 90 times, same Talamotar, right? And then you're accustomed to saying it. And therefore, there's something you don't have to go back. On the bottom of the Tashbetz, you have the Agos of the Peretz. And he disagrees. And he said, that's not the same thing. Because more or less what you're saying. But the Peretz says, He says, first of all, lo chazina l'rabbona k'shishim eretz tzarfas da'av yochi. I didn't see my rebbeim do this thing with 90 days, okay? And he says, de'ena nida d'amalar. It's not the same thing. The dafka gabi shor amu, da'avi taima mishum dischazek liga. V'ilchak ha'huchzak b'sholosh pa'amim rechokos kol shechein b'krovos. If it's spread out over a few days, it's wild and in the same day. Here it's talking about what he's accustomed to saying, okay? So in the context of davening, right? The idea is he's saying in the context of davening to the Rebbeinu Peretz. So here, I sing a niggun to it, or I just say 90 times, it's not in the context of davening. The whole idea is to establish a pattern in the context of davening. So then, over 30 days, every time I daven, I say, now we can assume that the pattern was established. Mashenu came here, that didn't establish a pattern. That's just an objection. Okay? And he says, therefore, you just begin with Ato Gibor and some, Kishamar Giloma Ato Gibor Levad, below Brachu Shona, the Mogan Avram, Shuhachilo Havachazoka. So that's Rabino Peretz disagrees. He doesn't like this whole lumbus from the Maram Rutenberg. Okay? The Tur over there, at the very end of Simon Kuf Yud Dalad regarding Mashav Mona Geshem, brings this Lahalach, he brings both opinions. The Tur quotes the end of Simon Kuf Yud Dalad Baruch Haim. He says, a moment. I'm sorry. Yeah, towards the end of Sukkot, the other. Varam Remeir Merutenberg, Hoya Rogil Omar, Bishmiya Teres, Birchat Atogibor, Tishim Pomim, Ad Mashmar Geshem, Keneget, Solshim Yom, Shoma also Solsh Pom, Hoyom Achshav, Yom Supuk, Ain Sorok Lachsor. Mariah, so in Parakeet Tarareg, he brings the Rai from Mabakama, the Abchav Gimel Chavdal, we just read it. Okay, the Omar, the Omar Gabi Shoramud, Richek Nichosim Chayav, Kirid Nichosim Koshakain. Okay, same thing. Hachanami came on the Achas Shoshu Yom, whom the super came to Achlas, so Kosa came Tishim Bami Yom Echad. Now, Rabbi Ben Peretz, Kosa Tur, Kosa Lo Chazim Rabban Akshish and Sofas the Abdi Hachi, Shein and Nidam Dome, quotes the whole thing. He says, not the same thing. Okay, Adomer Tol, the Hergel Shom, the Beis Yosef, quotes this whole Tashbetz and so on, and he gives another reason why it's not the same. Okay, he tells another reason it's not the same from the Mavisa Kabuah. He says, the reader of Venoperson is all dumb, Hosim Shul of Tevarash, is that sure who Nagon? Okay, we're trying to understand what is the nature of this wild animal. Is it a wild animal or is it a tame animal? That's what we're trying to find out. Right? Is this animal a docile animal or a wild animal, right? So he says, that shows already he's got this vicious tendencies. He's gored three times in the same day. Okay? Whereas if, spread out over a few more days, you might say not. So then certainly if over spread out a few days, that's enough to call it wild, then it's certainly in the same day. And he says, but that's not true here. Here, you know, the truth of the matter is I would say the exact opposite. You know, you want to establish a pattern, so to speak. It's better. You want to get something, you want to have something sink in. You know, what's better to remember the information, right? To study a little bit every night, or you cram the night before the exam. You cram it all in, you know, you're likely to forget it more, or certainly forget it faster. I mean, you may remember it in time for the exam, if you're lucky, but the day after the exam, you forgot all about it. But if you study it every day a little bit, it stays in longer, right? So that's a machlokas. But despite that, the Torah concludes, Adoni Obi Haros, I know to us, I'm a Rebbe Rutenberg. My father, despite whatever the machlokas is, my father, the Rush, held like the Maram Rutenberg, and that this trick works. This trick will work. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in our Chaim, again, by the Siman of Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem, Siman Kuf Yud Dalid, of our Chaim, so there in Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch brings La Halacha, the Psak of Maram Rutenberg, in the Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, Omer Birchas Ato Gibor, and Mord Atal, there it's talking about Mord Atal, those who say that. Tzadi Pamin, Keneged Lami, Yom Shomer Osob, so on and so forth, then it's okay if there's no Suffolk, same concern. So he brings it over there as well. Lehalocha. The Mogan Avram, so you've caught Yud Gimel here on the side of the page, the Mogan Avram has a problem. Because, one second, the whole raya of Ram Rutenberg came from Reb Meir, right? Reb Meir said, if the animal gored three times over 3 days, that's already called wild, but certainly in the same day. That was the Ram Rutenberg's whole raya. So the Mogan Avram quotes that the Shalom is, and others ask, no, do this, but we don't pass like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is not the accepted opinion. So very nice that you were based on Rameir, but that's not how we follow the halacha by Shor, by a Shor Tam and Shor Mu. We don't follow the opinion of Avraham Rutenberg, of Rameir. So how did Avraham Rutenberg base his opinion on a sheet that's not accepted? Okay, so that's what the Mogen Avraham discusses in Sefkot and Yud Gimel, brings to the Shalom and so on. He says, how do you bring Hechi Meiser Rameir or Kaimel and Kabihuda? We pass Kabihuda. That doesn't work if you do it all the same day. So he says, well, he gives a terence, he saw my quotes, that's only because by a shore, maybe. Because a shore, you could argue that one day the animal's crazed. So therefore, Behuda argues. He wants to say, maybe fundamentally, maybe Behuda agrees that really it should be good if you did it one day. But when so talking about it, an animal, okay, it's one, a wild animal, so maybe it says, Tunbehuda, okay, it's something bothered it, and so on. So that's why he behaved that day. Something was in the air, Avir Mishun, or something, you know, something in the, you know, the water was funny, whatever it was, something was funny that day, that could, whatever happened. But here, you know, here it's not the same. So here it'll work, the logic stands. Behuda only disagrees with Meir by Shor Muad. That's how he answers. That's how the Mogen Avraham answers. Soloveitchik gave a different answer. He said, with an animal, we're trying to determine the tendency. Does this animal have a tendency to gore? Okay, well, you're not going to say, oh, this guy tends to say the same talavata. No, you're trying to say, it's, you know, anyway, the pattern. So there are differences. And I spoke about this again in other shiurim. But that's what it says over here. The Ramah goes on to say, he mentioned an interesting thing, because the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about Morid Atol in the summer. What about us, those who don't say Morid Atol? I personally say it, but many people don't. They just say, so he says, do the same thing. Say Mechaim Eisam Tavoshim Mechal Kachayim. All right, without saying anything, same thing. He says, "Im Amar Ramo Ed V'chein Ledidan Im Amar Ad Mechal Kachayim Below Mashiroch Amar Nageshem Shmaskir Mevos Hakshomim V'chein." And everyone agrees with that. The Eliyahu Rabbah, which I brought in Sukkot and Yadalid, okay, I'll say that aside, I'll save you a moment. He said it doesn't work that way. You can't establish a pattern of not doing something. Right? And there's no pattern of omission. It's doing something. So he said he doesn't think it'll work. We're just not saying anything. The pattern, Eliyahu Rabbah brings a raya. You want to talk about the same sugya in Bava Kamma. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? According to how do you get out of becoming? How can you become a Tom again? Okay, after having been moored, it doesn't say by not goring for 3 days. According to a mayor, okay, the Mishnah says you become a Tom again. So one opinion, Behuda, but we're operating within a mayor. Remeir says you be a mayor Omer. Muad Shir Rosh Hashanah, even the same day. The Tom Kol Shetunokus Misham Shimbov Enonogeh. The animal so does, the little kids play with it, doesn't bother him. So he didn't give an answer. Oh, you can just not gore. So therefore, the Aliyah Rabbi says he doesn't think that trick of the Ramo works. Okay, interesting machlokas. But at the end, he says Ramo writes Chaim Amr Shmiat Teres Tzadi Pama Ato Gibra Mar Nageshem. And Mustafa Chacham, he's going, oh, Chazoka, she's Kiro. So that's all these cases. Itaka works. Again, there have been a person's objections notwithstanding. We follow the behavior of the decision of Ram Rutenberg. And if you want to go ahead and avoid the suffering, that's what you can do. I'll just finish up. Yeah.
Do we hold my Tosfos that after the 30 days there is you back then?
That's for sure. Okay.
No, but then you back the suffering.
No, Tosa said after 30 days, you will. No, because after 30 days, your tendency is that you've already been saying it. You're regular.
There's never a time of suffering when it comes
If you do this 30 days, this trick, that's what I'm going to say.
And if you know you missed within the.
Oh, if you know you didn't say it.
No. If you know you missed within the 30 days.
Yeah,
Out.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, you missed one day. So, it's interesting. Since you brought it up, it's interesting. It's a discussion. I don't know. That's a very good question. That's a sharp question, because you know you missed a day or two. Logic would dictate. Okay, the question is how fixed are the 30 days? Let me just read one or two other things, but we'll get to that question in a second. So the end of Kuf Yud Daled, okay, the end of Kuf Yud Daled, Tukot and Mem, the Mishabura writes that he also reiterates that you can do the same trick with the Talamotar, okay. And so on and so forth, the same trick is going to work. But in Sukkot and Memalef, he brings up a different problem. Okay, well, one second. He says, 30 days. Well, one second. Among those 30 days is Shabbos. there are four tefillos. Right? So it's like your question, but a different way. Right? Because isn't there Shabbos in the mix there? We have an extra tefillah. So the Chassam Sofer, he quotes, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, the Chelek Or HaChaim Simchav, he says, really, 90 times won't do it. It has to be 101 times. First of all, Chazal say in general, ain't a doma, you can't compare someone who learned only 100 times, someone who learned 101. But he has a magic number, 101, because he says, if you're going to follow the Morat Atal, it's more than that, because Morat Atal would start on Pesach, right, if you say Morat Atal. So it starts on Pesach, well, 1 second, it starts the first day of Pesach. You have the whole Chalamoid, you have four tefillos, you have Musaf. So he has the whole Cheshbon, it gets to 101. So that's what he says, 101. So I don't know, your question, it's similar to your question. So they didn't make a big, a little bit of a fuss about that. But in any event, what I'd like to just conclude with is an interesting question. I just came across it this year, that's why I decided to talk about this tonight. Let's say a guy, well, you want to follow the Maram Rutenberg's Einfall, okay? So you're going to say the same Talamata. So it's Thursday night tonight, so we started saying, so who has time? Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos, a short Shabbos, okay? We don't have time as it is. But Shabbos, I have time Friday night, right? Can I sit on Friday night, I'm going to do this whole trick, and I say the same Talamata 90 times, okay? Oh, or is it Hachana? That's the question. Can I use Shabbos? Because you're not on Shabbos, now I'll use Shabbos to prepare for a weekday. But I have the time. All right, so I'll sit down at the table after benching, and we'll say, and by the way, there's all discussion in Mishabur, I'm going to go into now because I was a little late, but the Mishabur says, you really shouldn't start from Atta Gibor because you want to say the Shem Hashem. So you just start from Mechayim Eitzim Atta. Okay, whatever. But we're saying Talamata, you know, you say, you want to do it 9 times, you want to do it on Shabbos. Okay, so there's an interesting question. Is there such a thing as Hachana by just words? I'm just saying something. Usually, Hachana means I do something to prepare on Shabbos or after Shabbos. I do set the table, for having a dinner party, sign my company over. I put the yeah. So, but actually, we do find in at least a couple of places where even saying something is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch writes, it's in Tov Tes Zayin, okay? Tov Tes Zayin, the Hilchos Eruv Tchumen. So there, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis discusses a situation where Yontif comes right after Shabbos, and a guy wants to set up an Erev, okay, because the Erev to extend his how far he can walk, not the Erev carrying, how far he can walk, the Erev Tumen, okay, so he can set it up on Shabbos, okay, but just go to a certain place, and he can think in his mind that I'm Konesh. He doesn't do anything. He just thinks in his mind. Yachshov shom believer shiknesh shom shvisa below yomar klum mipnei she aser laso shum hachana miyomtov shabbos mishabbos yomtov afilo b'dibur. I don't want to go into the case what the Arab is about, but that's what it says. Even dibur is a problem. Okay, even saying something is a form for specifically for after Shabbos. In fact, the Mishabur mentions that earlier on in the Mishabur, in some Reish Tzadi. Okay, in some Reish Tzadi, the Shulchan Aruch discusses. I think it's Reish Tzadi, if I remember correctly. Yeah, so it mentions on Shabbos that to some people. I like to nap on Shabbos. We've met such people, right? So the Ramo writes, and Sif Aleph, Bim Rogil, B'Shenas Sarayim, Ayyub Adlenu, Ki Onik Hulo. People enjoy that. It's part of Onik Shabbos, right? Take a nap Shabbos afternoon. But the Mishabur writes, it's called Dalit, Avalo Yomar, Nelech V'Nishon, Kedei Shenucha Lasos Malachim Otsoi Shabbos. Don't say, let me nap Shabbos afternoon so I can go out with whatever I have to do on Saturday night. But you shouldn't say that. There's even a discussion, you know, can you nap? It was Shavuos, this past year was Motzei Shabbos. Can you say, I'm going to nap on Shabbos Yom Tov so I can stay up all night and learn Shavuos night? Right, you shouldn't say it. So you see from that also that verbal, there is such a thing as a verbal hachana. So that's the question. With the same, kids, huh? Right, that's the same, right. So yeah, you shouldn't say it. Just have them sleep without it. So we'll just end off with Baldenberg. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Tes, the two of Tzitz Eliezer, Simon Yud Dalet Ozbeis, was asked this question, Imutar Lomar B'Shabbos Kuf Aleph Pamim. He said 101, followed by some sofer. Okay, V'Sein Talamot Avach, Yitzhi Shogu B'Fim Otzoi Shabbos Kodesh, B'Tfilas Arvis. Okay, by my review, it will be now accustomed to saying it, it will establish this pattern and so on. So he writes, we'll just find it quickly and we'll finish. He writes, it's Mutar. Okay, he says it's Mutar. He says, he Ki ein ze doma l'simen tes zayin. The yisra she'osu l'asol shum achon afilu b'dibur. The shiny hosam she'ose gam maisa. Over there, he's also doing something. Okay? He's also going to that place to be Kona Shvisa, up to the Tom. Okay, he's doing something. And therefore, the Dibur is Mochiach Shemaisa L'cho. Verbalization there declares that what he's doing has to do with the next day. And similarly, V'chein Gam Lo L'simon Reis Sarim Shabur Sukhan Dalet She'os Salom Sholach Lishon Kedesh L'Yayef Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Kevin She'os Samais, he's going to bed. Okay, so then you can't do it. But here, he's not doing anything. He's sitting and saying the same Talamotah. Furthermore, he says, "Efshal la'ud la'osim." That was a tzilia. According to the other person who asked the shaila, he agrees. You're right. I agree. It's mutter. And now he says, "Toshkiris befiv nasei dekin kvar b'shabes kufa." The familiarity or the pattern. If you were to sit down on Friday night and say the same Talamotah 90 times, you have now established a pattern. The pattern didn't get established after Shabbos; it was established on Shabbos. So you establish a pattern. Happens not to be relevant on Shabbos. Okay, but you establish a pattern on Shabbos. Mashal Yitzchak, what's on Shabbos last or in Mishavah to Sofek, in the same Talmud to the Tila, who Kvarak Pol Yotzim is that. The fact that if on Motzoi Shabbos now, you are not sure, you don't remember what you said in the same Talmud, that's just a result now, that you want to go back. That's a result of what you did on Shabbos. When you sat on Shabbos, you established a pattern on Shabbos. Okay, you know, and that was, it's not that I did this on Shabbos, now the pattern was established, you know, for after Shabbos. Not relevant to after Shabbos. You establish on Shabbos. But Odzos, he says, the halo yehelo mizeh bevados ha'elos matzah. It's not a vada hachana. Because who says you're going to be in a situation where you're not sure you remember? Could be you remember you said the same talamotah. Right? Who said everyone comes to that situation immediately they don't remember? So therefore, it's not a chana. Rakim yu aleitzel sofek in hisker. There's absolutely no big gain from saying the same talamotah 90 times in case you're a person who's anyway careful and you never come to the sofek altogether. Right? So he says, "High gavnis will be with a suffix." You know, he's got. So then he thinks it's mutter, and therefore, however, he says that okay. So that's basically his pshat that ain lahakmin will be gerah shalchanah b'shabbos chol. It's got nothing to do with achanah, and therefore, if you want to take advantage of this leanness in Marmor Weinberg, go right ahead and do so. Okay, better would be to daven carefully and remember, always remember to say the same talamot. I'll go up to Shabbos.